Hello, and thanks for being with us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Nitza Mazoz. And today we'd like to talk about medicine. We'd like to take a deeper look at the healing process and understand it from an innovative perspective. Be with us, Nitza, please. Yeah, on our previous intriguing show, we talked about the sickness, the illness itself, what causes the illnesses to erupt in our body. And on this show, we'd like to focus on the healing process, on the getting well process. So we'd like to understand, how can our body heal itself? We know that there are natural processes where the body knows how to regain balance. It fell out of balance for some reason, and gradually it regains balance. And sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it's a heart disease. The body doesn't know how to cure itself. And then it has to either use medicine or different substances that a person takes into his body in order to regain balance and order in the body. So let's first of all try and understand the process of healing. The body fell out of balance and now it wants to regain balance. I see that it's something that the body itself, it's programmed this way. It's programmed to regain order. So first of all, what is this program in the living body? Well, there are such illnesses where we can regain health even if we don't take any medicine or anything. But we allow the body to overcome the illness by its inner forces, that then it takes care of itself. And we know about such states, conditions, and we know that there are states where unless we treat a certain problem, we could reach irreversible conditions. And therefore, mankind has developed all the different medical means a long time ago. We even discover that head and brain surgeries were performed thousands of years ago. Not even mentioning the use of different herbs that either we learned from animals, like what animals eat, or that people found it themselves. But it's not out of a state of good, because people were ill, so they used all of these things. There's the matter of thousands of generations of experience here, and people saw and also felt. There are people that feel that this plant is good for this, that plant is good for that, and so on, and they used it. Therefore, this kind of medicine is the most ancient kind. And a person that consists out of the still, the vegetative, and the animate uses it, both in the still, also in the vegetative, and even in the animate. That if we take ancient medical books, there was a period where I took interest in them. So there they also used parts from the animal world and from the vegetative world for sure, and also from the still, in order to bring it to man. And there are even such treatments that if you tie these things to yourself, it's enough just to tie them. They already influence you, and it's correct. What do you mean? To tie some herb to your foot or arm and so on, it works too. But it especially worked on bodies that weren't as poisoned as our own, when we were more simple. Yeah, we're closer to nature. Besides nature, nothing else influenced us. And today, we're all made out of plastic. And there's such a strong pollution and radiation and so on, then sure, I can tie to my body trees and it won't help. And therefore, medicine went from natural medicine to homeopathic medicine and then to allopathic medicine, the modern medicine that we have today. And so we're not using what exists in nature in its ready form, but we extract substances from nature. It started from the Middle Ages, from alchemy, and reached today's state where everyone really has a pharmacy of their own at home, with endless means. And actually, this is something that was said in more ancient times, that every medicine is poison, but not every poison is medicine. Meaning that for sure we're putting poison into our body, but this poison can balance the body. Actually, it began from homeopathy, from similimum, that one is similar to the other, and therefore we use it. Later, it turned into as if more advanced medicine that's further away from nature, but that's more useful for a specific person, for a specific disease, for a specific period of time, and so on. So if in ancient medicine we took the person into consideration, the human spirit, what a person is going through, where does this disease come from, even if we look at homeopathy, that there too we have to take man's character into consideration, who and what he is, where exactly does this illness come from, and then we take into consideration, am I giving this medicine to a Japanese or South American person? There's a difference. Of course, these are completely different bodies in terms of the systems. What's different about the body? It's something that you can't examine. You can't, but the bodies are different. And homeopathic medicines affect different people differently in different periods, in different seasons, whether it's a man or a woman. This is something that I researched in the past. There are many things about it. And later, we reached a state where we had no choice. Suddenly, mankind from 500 million people grew to 8 billion people, where you have 50 people waiting in line at the doctors that have to be healthy now and get some kind of medicine. So we've reached a state where we have chemical substances that don't depend on anyone or anything, but only on the weight of the patient. And we give it to him according to his weight. There's a difference between children and grown-ups, that these are specific matters, but we don't differentiate anything anymore. You're ill? Yes. What do you have? Good. Take this medicine. You don't even look at him. Meaning you don't examine the person. Meaning in our life, we completely moved away from a person's internality, from who he is, and therefore medicine went through a dramatic change along with mankind. Okay. You said that an illness is when the body fell out of balance and it wants to restore balance. There are states where the body can do it by itself, and there are states where it can't, and we have to add something. So I want to ask about this. Why can't the body balance itself in all illnesses? Maybe this is how it was in the past, but I'm not familiar with these conditions. I think that mankind, because it feeds on the still, the vegetative, and the animate, it's nourished by them. So whenever someone would fall out of balance and become ill, then they use something to help themselves. It's like, if I feel cold, I have to put on something, right? I'm a human being, I'm not an animal, so I get dressed. And we don't receive food only through our mouth. We need more things. We have to get warm around the fire. We have to put on a fur. We have to build a house. And different other things. We are people, human beings, and we are dependent on everything. Even though that we're smart and the most unique of all created beings, but we need many supplementing, aiding systems. Okay, now I want to ask about the pace of healing. There's a body, if you add certain substances to it, doesn't matter which right now, and it'll become cured quickly. You give it to another body, and it will get well slower. What determines the pace of getting well, of restoring balance? You want to hear the truth? Yes, and only. We can't grasp this. We can examine it. But a person's connection with his environment. Can you explain? A person. An ill person who's recovering. Whether he recovers more slowly or more quickly depends on his connection with the environment. The better the connection is with a better environment, he receives forces from the environment, and then he recovers quickly. I want to understand, what does it mean that he receives forces from the environment? Because it seems like a kind of remedy. The environment itself is the remedy. Were it to influence a person in a good and correct way, he'd never be ill. He would also never be harmed by anyone. Meaning, when a person gets forces from the environment, it means that the environment's supporting him, that it's performing certain actions on him, it's protecting him. The environment gives a person a mutual guarantee, security, against any kind of harm. Can you explain what mutual guarantee is? Because a man is in a common mechanism with the environment, and he's not living on his own, but he's connected to the environment through the system, and if the environment protects him enough, he can't be harmed by anything. So even if he gets some kind of illness, he can't get an illness. But suppose he's already ill. There too. It'll help him recover. Yeah? Once. This is what the entire matter of prayers for the ill was based on. But today it's better to get medicine. So the physical, our physical, biological mechanisms, they feel the good from the environment and it strengthens them, or what? It helps them to... How does it work? It works by a person entering the mechanism that influences him the most, his relationship with society, and if this connection is correct, then all the systems below it start falling into place and regaining balance. So, if we look at nature, wise nature says it forces us to connect correctly. This is all in all the signs that nature is giving us on all levels. So if the body is ill, it means that something's not connected correctly. And if there's a good environment that influences a person for the better by its connection, then also the connections inside a person become correct. Meaning it influences the inner systems of the body and they know how to correct themselves. Right, because we're not bodies. It seems to us that we're bodies, but these are systems of connection, of communication that are connecting between them on different levels, in different ways. And if we bring balance, then also these external phenomena disappear, because only we see them as external results. On the inside, these are systems of communication, of connection, because the entire world is one connected system that either reveals the good connected states or the bad unconnected states. Okay, now the ill person himself. Many times I saw these states where a person's ill and the environment supports and does everything, but the person himself maybe he's not open to receive the support. What interaction does an ill person have to do towards a supporting environment, family, friends? Is there something that he can do in order to open himself up to this process? It's a problem. You need persuasion. You have to persuade him that people that he respects should come and tell him and explain and really compel him to be closer to the correct environment. Meaning, what the ill person himself can do in order to help himself get better is only connecting to a good environment. All the health and good future exist in a good environment. Does he have to agree to receive something from them? For them to influence him for the better. He himself maybe doesn't even know how to receive anything. For this, he has to be like them to some extent, but to allow them to influence him, that they will format him, will give him the correct form, will connect to him, will influence him through this connection, and then he'll get well. There is an interesting phenomenon called placebo. It's a well-known phenomenon where you give a person as if some kind of substance that will help him rearrange his systems, even though there's no real chemical substance that's supposed to cure him or do something, and still we see that it influences a person. Sure it does. What is this mechanism? Like we talked about the kind of medicine where society influences a person. It doesn't give him some chemical substance. It influences him and he gets better. Same with placebo. Only in placebo, we don't connect him to the environment, to some systems, but we awaken, evoke inner forces in him where he's sure that he'll get better, that he got some medicine, and that this medicine has to work. And then we see that it's enough for a person to believe that this is how it is, and it works. Meaning again, in all of these things we see that a person can't live on bread alone, so to speak, but that all of us feed on spirit, and we influence each other. And all of us are really in such a system of connections which is above our body. And what happens in our bodies is only a result of the connection of our inner spiritual systems, thoughts, desires. And therefore, if we correct them, then we will correct all the problems that awaken in the body. So, if we compare the way a placebo influences a person, it awakens inner forces in him, right? And the environment also, yeah? The environment passes on to him its inner forces, so it will work in him. So in both cases, the idea is for a person to activate these inner forces in himself in order to restore his body. Yeah, but a placebo is on a lower degree because a person himself has to awaken these inner forces. Whereas when society takes him under its wing and treats him, there they really pass on to him their forces. And that's much more powerful. Much more. These forces that I receive, suppose, from the people around me, if I'm ill and I get these good forces from those that are around me, when they permeate me, how do they influence the process? How does it cure me? To begin with, you're in a system where you're interconnected with everyone, and you could never get out of this system. We're tied by iron chains, all of us. And it doesn't matter if you're already born or not, if you're alive or dead, we're all interconnected in one system. And it doesn't depend on our bodily condition in this world, in this life, but it's an eternal system. It's the system of our connections. And therefore, if you benefit this system, in return, it benefits you. And therefore, this is what our advancement towards a healthy state depends upon. Okay, I understand. Now I want to take one frame. God forbid I'm ill. The central advice you gave us was that if you want to speed up your healing, first of all, you said that the body can heal itself. Sometimes I have to add different substances, but the most important thing is that from the people around you, you'll get a good kind of influence that will hasten your recovery. Now, suppose I have this kind of warm environment around me that influences me for the better, and I absorb something positive from it, some kind of positive force. I take the medicine and do everything else, but I have these extra forces that I get from my good environment. These forces, as they permeate me, how does it technically work in me? I got this additional positive force from the people around me. How does it cure me? How does it help my body restore balance? Your system and the general system that exists in reality begin to work together in greater connection than before. That your illness caused a certain lack in the correct connection between you and the general system. And the general system now, it completes the lack of connection at its expense because you're ill and you can't, even though that you caused a certain disconnection, but it completes the connection between you. And then you become healthy again. But this health, the correct connection that you achieve, you and this external system, it's at the expense of the external system. And then you have to give it back, compensate for it, supplement it. And this is how it works in everyone and everything. And by that, this system is advancing towards greater connection. How did this connection affect my body? How did it cure me? The body is only something that we see as the body. It's an external wrapping that to us it seems that it exists from within the soul. This body, it's also hard to explain, we're already at the end of our show, but it doesn't exist. It's a kind of demonstration for us to feel that this is how we exist, because we can't feel the soul and its connections and all of its states in the spiritual world. So instead of it, we see like a kind of shadow. Like a kind of shadow that is the body, and this is how it exists. And in the meantime, we take care of it so that eventually we will reach the true healing. Looking into the future, what will modern medicine discover that it hasn't discovered yet? I hope that mankind will reach a state where it will understand that this medicine can no longer cure everything, that really we have to reach a universal remedy, which is only the correct connection and interdependence between us that cures people on all levels, corporeal, spiritual, eternal, random, everything. So, regarding the universal remedy, you said that medicine affects or influences different kinds of population differently, and here you're talking about one universal remedy. What's special about it? The special thing is that it brings us back to balance, that in our balance dwells the one force of nature, the one general force of nature, and it really brings about corporeal, spiritual health, the eternal recognition of our reality, everything that we have to know and attain altogether. Last question. If, God forbid, a person is ill, So he'll go to the doctors and he'll do what the doctor says, obviously. I'm not asking about that. What can you teach me that I don't know and that the doctor can't teach me that can help me? What kind of thoughts can cure and hasten my ability to get better? Only connection with good people, together with which there is spiritual advancement, meaning to be in a good and nice kind of connection as one man and one heart in order to reach connection and love, in order to reach love another as thyself. In that state, for sure, we will find complete healing. So a person whose body fell out of balance by his thoughts about being balanced with all those around him, it can help the body heal. It's not simple, but the source of all illnesses is the lack of correct connections between us. And therefore, also the cure is in building the correct connections. Right. Dr. Lightman, thank you very, very much. Unfortunately, our time's up. We'll talk about this on our future shows. Thank you, Nitsa. Thank you for being with us. All the best.